Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
It's Wednesday, November 16th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPECC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. More than two dozen law enforcement recruits were hurt, some seriously, when an SUV swerved across the street today and plowed into them while they were on an early morning training run in Whittier. Details from KPECC's Julia Paskin.
The 25 recruits were struck by a car which crossed over from the opposite side of Mills Road north of Telegraph Road. A total of 75 trainees, mainly from the LA Sheriff's Department and some from local police departments, were out for a group run around 6:30 a.m. when it happened. Of the injured, five are in critical condition, including one person on a ventilator. Sheriff Alex Villanueva spoke to reporters from UCI Hospital where some recruits were brought.
The range of injuries we have, obviously, are head trauma. We have broken bones. We've had some loss of limb. These are life-threatening injuries.
He added the driver detained in the incident is a 22-year-old man who was taken into custody and was confirmed sober.
It looks like it's an accident, a horrific accident, but we can't know that for sure until the CHP does their investigation and reaches a conclusion based on all the evidence they still have yet to gather.
Department staff say the recruits were running in formation and shepherded by two black and white safety vehicles and eight people guarding the road wearing reflective safety vests. I'm Julia Paskin.
One more note, the apparent accident happened not far from the LA County Sheriff's Department's STARS Academy, where law enforcement recruits undergo training that includes physical fitness training like runs through the nearby neighborhood. A group of veterans is suing to get the Department of Veterans Affairs to build permanent supportive housing on the VA campus in West LA. The vets say VA officials have violated a 2015 agreement that promised housing for vets with various health issues. Attorney Mark Rosenbaum says they include brain trauma and post-traumatic stress disorder.
All obtained, all contracted from their service to our government, leaving our veterans to struggle on Los Angeles's meanest streets in filth and foulness of rat-infested encampments, in living conditions that would not have been tolerated in war zones of Vietnam or Iraq, or Afghanistan.
The veterans' lawsuit asked the court to prevent the VA from leasing the West LA campus for anything other than housing or health care for veterans with disabilities. In a statement, VA Press Secretary Terrence Hayes says the department cannot comment on ongoing litigation, but adds that the VA will not rest until every veteran has a good, safe, stable home in this country they fought to defend. When the pandemic forced students out of classrooms and into remote learning, the academic progress of many of those kids had been thrown off. Intensive tutoring is one of the best ways to get them back on track, but at LA Unified, administrators say the school district's tutoring services have not lived up to expectations. The story now from KPECC's Kyle Stokes.
LAUSD set aside millions to hire a half dozen outside companies to tutor students, both online and in person. But LAUSD board members said schools have not encouraged enough students to use the services. And Superintendent Alberto Carvalho also said that several of the vendors have not delivered what they promised.
Many of the companies, best in class, either have sent us unprepared tutors, have committed tutors to schools, and then the tutors don't show up, or the tutors show up without a clear understanding of what they are to do.
Carvalho promised accountability for these vendors, and after a slow start, LAUSD officials say the number of students using the services has grown more quickly in recent weeks. Covering education, I'm Kyle Stokes.
Ventura County and the western part of the San Fernando Valley are under a red flag warning until 7 o'clock tonight. The rest of the San Fernando Valley, plus Orange County and most of the Inland Empire, are under a high wind warning through 10 o'clock. Winds to 35 miles an hour out of the northeast, gusts to 75 below the Cajon Pass. Well, it's not that hot, with highs mostly in the 70s, but humidity, that's down in the teens. So, you got strong winds and crispy, dry conditions, and you know what that means.
Be on the lookout for any fire and smoke and report that to authorities. Be prepared to evacuate if you have to, because this is a dangerous situation.
That's Eric Bolt with the National Weather Service. The wind will ease up briefly late tonight and all day tomorrow, but it looks like we're going to get blown around again Friday and Saturday. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.